My guest is Matthew Cornish, fundraising manager at St Catherine's Hospice. Matthew, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for having me.
It's absolutely lovely to have you here at Suzy 103.4. Now, tell us just briefly what being a fundraising manager involves.
Well, it's a fantastic job, actually, because it means that me and my team are responsible for raising, well, our share of just over £5 million each year that is caring for people at the end of their life. And it's a huge challenge, but hugely rewarding at the same time.
We're specifically here to talk about Hospice Care Week, which is next week.
Absolutely, and Hospice Care Week is really important for St Catherine's and all the hospices around the country. It's an annual week of activity across the UK, which is really geared up to helping us raise our profile amongst the communities with which we care for people.
And I believe you've got a national theme this year.
Yeah, it's hospice care is everywhere, and really that is to let people know that it's far more than just the bricks and mortar of the actual hospice building. So just to give you an idea, our nurses cared for about 380 people on our wards last year. On top of that, there were about 12,000 visits to the local community from our nursing team. So it's a huge operation, and as I say, it really is everywhere across our patch.
Let's talk a little bit then about the extramural staff. What kinds of services do you provide, and how big's the staff that provides those services?
As I say, it's a large team that works across West Sussex and parts of East Surrey. And really, the hospice movement is really set up to give a wider level of care. So it's a very holistic approach. It's about providing emotional support as well as the clinical care and the medication, and really helping people to die comfortably and as free from pain as really possible. So it's, as I say, it's really about visiting people in their own homes and giving the people the choice of being comfortable in their homes, and really trying to reduce hospital admissions wherever we can.
And do you get involved in a lot of support work with the families of patients?
We have a team of welfare advisors and counsellors. That contact really starts from as soon as people are referred to us. So we'll work with relatives, friends and family and carers as well to really offer our support in any way that we can. And as I say, if that's in their own home and that's where they choose to be, then that's what we'll try and do. We do have people that come into the hospice too. That will be about managing pain and controlling symptoms as much as possible. So it really is a broad operation.
Right you are. Tell us what's so special about care inside the hospice.
Well, the hospice itself is very different from a hospital. It's a place where the doors are open pretty much 24 hours. So although there are protected meal times, families and friends are encouraged to visit really whenever they can. And it's a very informal environment. It's a very comfortable and safe environment. And it's really a place where people can spend very precious time together. So there are private wards where people can spend time with their family and friends. And there are also shared rooms as well. And really, because the services that we provide are free, it's really an opportunity for us to deliver care for people when they need us most, and when they often don't have any other avenues to explore, we are there to pick up the pieces and support not only the patients but everybody that surrounds them.
Is there a fairly strict division between nursing colleagues and colleagues like yourselves who are involved in the fundraising, or does everybody get involved in everything to an extent?
Actually, it's a very close working environment. So the actual fundraising office, which me and my team are part of, we are actually based on the hospice land itself. So we are very often in the hospice building talking to patients and relatives. And some people don't realise that the service we provide is free, and some people don't realise that we are a charity. So our job is to really explain to people the full breadth of care that we offer, and also to educate people as well, because quite often hospices can seem like quite a scary place, but I think you'll find that anybody that wanted to come and see the hospice or were, you know, personally referred to the hospice, I think they'd be pleasantly surprised. Actually, it's a really positive environment, and it's a place where you instantly feel the love and care that our nurses and our team provide.
And would you say that somebody like Michaela or Louise, contemplating a job with you, perhaps on the admin side, needs to find a certain strength of character before they make that application?
Absolutely. There are a lot of emotions that the people that use our services bring, for obvious reasons, and there are lots of opportunities, lots of experiences where we work very closely with patients and families and friends, and often they'll choose us to share their story with and to share their feelings with. I have to say it's one of the best places that I've ever worked, and I think my colleagues that you've spoken to before will echo that. And you have a marvellous insight into people's lives, and hopefully they realise that we're there to really make them better in terms of making their experience and care from St Catherine's as best as we possibly can make it.
All very reassuring to me, at least. Now, I know that your principal responsibility is fundraising, but let's turn now to the events you're running next week to mark Hospice Care Week. What's going on?
There's lots of things going on, actually, and one of them, if I may start with, is a concert next week, actually, which is being held at Woldingham School, and it's actually being hosted by BBC newsreader and St Catherine's patron, Nicholas Owen, and it's a fantastic night of music at the school. There are tickets still available. Really, that falls towards the end of Hospice Care Week, but it's really an opportunity for people to support us with a wonderful night out of entertainment.
And where do we apply for tickets if some are still available?
So the website is www.stch.org.uk/concert, or they can call 01293 447 324 for tickets.
Tell us about what's going on in and around Crawley on Wednesday.
In County Mall on Wednesday, from 11:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m, there's a stand which is actually about information of what the hospice does. I like to think that we surprise a few people with some of the things that we do. For instance, we served over 16,000 meals to our patients last year, which is a phenomenal number, all home cooked and all incredibly nutritious. So it's little things like that we like to share with people.
And there's something for businesses as well, I believe.
Indeed. So at K2 Leisure Centre on Wednesday, the 8th of October, we are holding a networking event where we have a guest speaker. Olympic swimmer Karen Pickering is going to be sharing her experiences with our delegates. It's a free event, and we've also got the opportunity for those people that haven't had a go on a climbing wall before. The centre there are giving people the opportunity to have a go.
Ropes and helmets provided, no
absolutely,
doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And there's an online Q&A next week as well, I believe.
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually. That's about us really getting on board with Twitter and other social media streams, including Facebook. So at 7 o'clock on the 9th of October, you can ask Claire, who's one of our community nurses. Really, she's taking questions about life at St Catherine's Hospice. So it's not really about medical or personal questions. It's really to get an understanding of what we do. And if anybody is thinking about getting involved either as a volunteer or really to get a career in the hospice world, then it's a great opportunity to ask questions about what we do.
And that's on Facebook and Twitter?
It is, yeah, at 7 p.m.
Details on the website?
Absolutely. If you go to www.stch.org.uk or our Facebook pages or Twitter pages, there's information there.
So that's Hospice Care Week for you guys at St Catherine's. Now, what else is coming up in the fairly near future? Anything exciting to raise some money?
Yeah, plenty. We never rest easy. I guess we've got lots of activities coming up. We've got Santa runs happening. We've got a Winter Wonderland happening. All this information will be on our website. So lots of ways to get involved. And also, we do need volunteers to help with all those events. So many ways to get involved.
So our listeners can offer support as volunteers. Is there anything else specific you'd like to tell us about in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the hospice really wouldn't be able to do all the things we do without our volunteers. So we've got about 800 volunteers that get involved in various ways. As I say, if people can like us and follow us on our Facebook and Twitter pages, then that really helps us share our messages with all our supporters. As I say, if you can go to the website and register your interests, that's really the best way to get involved with us.
And is it possible to make donations for those who wish to through the website?
Absolutely. As you get to the homepage, you'll see a box on the right hand side that says donate now, and that would be wonderful.
Matthew, time flies. Anything else you'd like to tell us about while you've got that microphone in front of you?
Thank you very much. There are lots of opportunities coming up in the year ahead. So really, if you're thinking about getting involved and you like to be outside, we've got huge amounts of activities with our open gardens, which are really popular. We also have a women's walk next summer in Horsham. But actually, there are lots of other opportunities in the East Surrey area as well. All our events and activities are on our What's On page at our website, so please do keep an eye out for all those things.
Tell us about your chosen song and why you've chosen it.
Okay, so this is a fantastic song, I think, for really being positive, because the hospice movement is about being positive, and I think all of my team have that ethos in terms of helping people be as positive as they can, and it's about us doing as much as we can for people. And it's a song by U2, which is Beautiful Day.
Matthew Cornish, fundraising manager at St Catherine's Hospice. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you.